This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, Alec Medford. And a lot of people have been impressed by the, I guess, statements or press conferences of Brian Schottenheimer, because that's really all you have to go off of right now. But one of the things that he said was, we've spoken very openly about trying to create one of the greatest cultures in professional sports. And then I go to Kyir Elam, the cornerback that the Cowboys picked up from the Bills. And he said that the atmosphere thus far with Shoddy was, quote, something I thought was never possible.
Interesting.
And, like, that sounds super positive. Here is my question, though. Because I go back, and the one thing that doesn't change about this franchise is the Jones family. I understand that, even if I don't love it at times, and you just move on under that assumption. There's no question to me that the Jones family is part of the culture problem here. And so my question is, do you believe that Schottenheimer can complete and have one of the greatest cultures in pro sports under the Jones family?
If he can convince the Jones family of what they can do to help.
Okay.
Which hasn't quite happened. It seemed like everybody that has come through has butted heads with the Jones family at some point. I'm going to say Jerry specifically, because the interests of the Cowboys more often is the money and the...
Yeah.
Marketing, you know, all those things go with it. When the reality is, or was, football was first. And that's what you hear from other players, obviously, after they left. And everybody can say it's because they're jealous, and that's fine. Hey, they left. They were mad the Cowboys wouldn't pay. Whatever. That's fine. But for some reason, that word, the thing is not the thing. Football doesn't come first. Those are the things that they say about this. So if he can convince them that, hey, the reason we're doing X, Y, Z is for wins and the benefit of football, then I think so. But you can never have a coach with the right power if other people undercut his message. For instance, when Jalen Smith says, well, if the owners find that we got flexed, our game got flexed, then we're okay. Owner shouldn't be okay with that. The GM shouldn't be okay with that.
Yeah.
He should be furious.
Yeah.
Furious that this team is that happened to this team. It's, you know, in that respect, because that makes other people around you up their game a little more. Whenever people feel very comfortable, they start to be more complacent with the way they approach their work. And now, that doesn't mean you can't be comfortable and be great. Usually the great ones are very comfortable in continuing to push themselves further. But just because you made it to the Cowboys isn't enough. That's where I think that disconnect is, Kevin, is that the Joneses are like, you've made it here. Congratulations.
Yeah. And look,
I think that Schottenheimer's next goal is, you've made it here. Now, where do we go from here?
And so one of the reasons this question popped into my head is because I will just tell you, I really hope I am wrong about that, about this, but I don't think he can. Like, and he has to,
not this year.
And that's where I run into the issue that I think it's going to be too difficult to overcome. I think he would have to do it immediately for it to kind of maybe go under the radar enough, you know? And if they don't get it done immediately, I think there are going to be too many things with the Jones family about, but what does that do with our media penetration? And what does that do with our bottom line? And what does that do with, like, any number of other things that are not, what does that do with helping us get past the divisional round for the first time in 30 years?
And changing coaches isn't changing coaches to go make the leap this year. That wasn't
correct.
That was the decision with McCarthy from Jason Garrett. We've replaced Jason Garrett because we've taken this team as far as we could possibly take them. McCarthy should be able to take us to the next place, and he didn't. Well, Schottenheimer, first-time head coach, is not supposed to be expected to make the leap. He's supposed to come in the next 5 years or whatever, build something.
Yeah.
That's the real expectation. So, Kevin, for this year, everything is going to be on a, look, it's going to take time. Look, that's what I would suppose. When we talk with Steven and Jerry, there's going to be a lot of opportunities to say, you know, we expect this to happen over time, and we are expecting this is going to take time, and it's going to take time to have. That's what we should be hearing this year.
What I'm really afraid of is that a variation of this conversation takes place. Micah Parsons gets paid by the Cowboys in training camp, and after the season, which ends, you know, again in the wild card round or whatever, Jerry's conversation with Micah is not, hey, how can you be the defensive player of the year? Or how can you be back-to-back defensive player of the year? It's like, hey, you got hundreds of million dollars now. How are you going to make it work for you?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to make it work for this team? And that,
and I want that to be the case while they're winning.
For him personally, I hope he turns those hundreds of millions into $1 billion.
Defensive player of the year.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's my concern, is that conversation could happen or it could not happen. It's not as relevant as, how are you going to make sure to keep my Cowboys in the spotlight? How are you going to make sure to turn your money into my kind of money? And, you know, like, things along those lines.
But what you ultimately do, I mean, it takes the right people to build it. But you want people, and I say this about the Ravens a lot. The Ravens just feel like you're expected to win.
Yeah.
Every year you're supposed to be in that conversation. But you walk into the Ravens facility, every player I've ever talked to that's ever played for them has said the same thing. You know what's expected of you when you walk in. And the expectation is you're there to work and work your ass off. And winning is the only thing that's acceptable. And I know Super Bowls aren't necessarily the thing there, but they're at a winning level at a constant time. And that's the feeling, is that you walk into this organization and winning is the next thing. The next thing on it. There's a lot of responsibilities, but winning, you got to have that level of, from everybody in the organization holds people accountable. Players hold people accountable, and when they do hold them accountable, they don't get shot down for it.
Yeah,
they get propped up, because you know what? That's what we expect around here.
You know, I'm going to get to this from the 901. I understand the sentiment behind it, but it's the specific verbiage used that I just can't agree with. For the 901, Jerry doesn't give a crap about getting to a conference title game as long as you idiot fans keep selling out the stadium and buying millions in merch. I have an issue with the back half of that in terms of calling fans that. I'm not saying you're wrong about Jerry being like, oh no, we have to win to stay relevant, because that's exactly what they built the team on. They didn't build the team in 1989 on being the Cowboys,
right?
Because that brand was,
it wasn't existent.
It was severely injured. They built it on being winners, and then they built it so well that they were able to coast, and then you don't need to really win anymore. My issue with that line specifically, though, is there are so many people who buy the shirts, buy the hats, go to the games, watch on TV every single week, listen right here on 105.3 The Fan every single week, because it's part of their upbringing, and they were probably brought up by somebody who was here before Jerry, and they're going to be part of a family lineage of Cowboys fans that will be here long after Jerry is gone. So, for example, I know my mom, she knew who the Cowboys were and was probably rooting for them before Jerry Jones was even involved with this, all right? I have been mostly in the Jerry Jones era, but right now, for somebody like Noah, I hope that he grows up and continues to be a Cowboys fan. I know Brandon is a Cowboys fan, and those two will keep on watching once we move to Steven or whoever it is on down the line. And that's a tough habit to break. It's not that you support the Jones family. It's that your family love the Cowboys. You love the Cowboys. Your kids love the Cowboys. And that's hard to just skip away
from. Oh, yeah, for sure it is. Now, the question of do I think Schottenheimer can do it? I absolutely think Schottenheimer is the type of personality that I would be happy to play for and happy to work for. I have no clue anything about him other than what I've seen over the last couple of years, like personality-wise. I don't know how he runs a football team.
Sure.
He's never run a football team
before.
We don't have an idea of what he actually really wants to build or how he's going about it. He's saying, hey, look, man, I'm trying to put these guys in putting competitions and just keep competition something around here. And you want that. You obviously do want that. But there are that next level of things that I have no clue what kind of thinker he is about what culture really is. He spent his whole life around it. He knows what it's supposed to be, but how do you execute it? I'm hopeful he does. Hell yeah, man. That would be, he's exactly the kind of coach you want to root for.
Yeah, I agree.
He's everything as a coach you want to pull for. But I just don't know enough to know how he's going to manage that yet, but I'm hopeful.
From the 469, I have good news for this person. I have good news for a lot of people who might think this. I don't think it's the Jones family. They'll do fine if the Jones stay in their correct roles and ownership. It's as simple as having a general manager. Jerry needs to humble himself a little bit and relinquish that role. Can he do that? In terms of title? No. In terms of actuality? Yes. Jerry Jones is not the day-to-day GM of this team. He's not. That's a fact. All right? He has the title. But Steven and Will.
And the final sign off.
Yes.
And that's what ultimately the GM has the final sign off. But the decisions, the Mike Bassick, I'm staying up late every night to think about all that, that's not the same.
Yeah. Whether you think it extends beyond Steven and Will, which I'm sure it does, or just Steven Jones and Will McClay, those are the people that are in there on the scouting and the business moves on a day to day basis. Now, Corey's right. Does the final say go to Jerry? Sure. Are there some times when I wonder if he's like fully informed himself on those specific decisions, or he just takes what he's told by those other two people and he's like, okay, then I approve it or I don't approve it. I mean, the title's never going to change, but in terms of the work, like he's not really the actual full-time general manager.
Yeah, he has, and it's very, I would assume it's very difficult when your job as the owner is all ready to, you know, sell everything on the team, be available for all these other media responsibilities, be available for all these other sales responsibilities, all these other business ventures that you have going on, somehow make time for the grandkids.
Yeah.
You know, like it is the go look at the GMs. I mean, heck, look at Nico, Kevin. Go look at the GMs that sit around and pine night after night about if I don't do this, I'm done as a GM for this team. And I love this GM. Yeah. I love this job. I love this team. And somebody's going to fire me if I don't make this happen. And you know what? This isn't good enough. And I get to go tell everybody that it's not good enough today. And I have to go do that. And that's not the case here. But... And I've asked Jerry about that. Hey, when's the time that you think you can be a real son of a bitch? And he's like, the word that you just said, I'm not going to say it, but if I felt like I needed to, I would.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I feel like you need to, Jerry. What do you think about that?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He's like, well, not yet. I wish he would listen to me on that, but, you know, he's been at it longer than I have, so.
From the 972, I refuse to watch. Lifetime Cowboys fan, but we're beyond sick of their BS. I just want to state for the record, too, I don't begrudge you feeling that way either. Like, if you're tired of it and you're like, I don't want to watch, I don't want to listen, and I don't want to buy, I can't stop you from that. That's just not the direction that I choose to go and a lot of other fans choose to go. And I just don't think those people should all be lumped in as idiots. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying there.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, a jam packed expressway, the combo platter, road trip edition. Give us a sports opinion. And then what and where was the greatest road trip you've ever taken? Plus NFL overreaction or reality. Next right here on The Fan.
Klingberg for Draisaitl. Lost the handle. It might be a breakaway. Tyler Seguin in alone. He scores!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Today is National Road Trip Day. National Road Trip Day is...
What a movie.
Yeah, that is a good movie. It's traditionally on the Friday before Memorial Day because this is a humongous travel weekend. So hopefully safe travels to wherever you're going.
Or is that why the road was empty this morning, but it's jam-packed right now?
Yeah, because people are like... Because this is what I think happens. People are like, no one will ever think about taking a half day. Except for probably like every school kid right now. So maybe they're jam-packed just trying to get the pick up their kid from the half day of hopefully the last day of school. Or maybe they're jamming out of town right now. I hope you get wherever you need to safely. And if you're not going anywhere, I hope you get the chance to relax or make lots of money. So
or sweet love.
Sure.
Huh.
Man, I have a question for you about
oh, no.
that scale, but I'm going to save it. It's off-air conversation.
Oh, God.
But I want to put together a chart. All right.
You can email Kevin at kevin.hagelin@odyssey.com yes. if you would like to know his questions.
Yes, or if you figured out what the chart value I want to know is, and I would like you to give me a breakdown of how you if that would work for you personally. All right, so for the combo platter, give us a sports opinion, and then what is the greatest road trip you've ever taken, and where did you go? I know normally we don't do this, but can I go first? Please.
Holy crap.
Monumental.
This is the type of day that I didn't expect.
My sports opinion.
We haven't answered yes or no.
Oh, okay.
Alec?
You just told me you were surprised that it happened. Yeah, I got just, you. Yeah, that's fair.
You asked a question. That's, we have to answer
that is
now.
Fair.
Yeah, the audacity you have to even propose that idea. But you know what?
It's pronounced Odyssey.
That's true. Yeah, download the app. Listen to us there, please. The fact that you are so bold, I'm going to say go for it.
I, too, will allow this.
Now, Corey, I feel like you're definitely with me on this. My sports opinion, it definitely shouldn't have taken a year for the college football playoff to decide, what if we rank the best teams at the top? Now, there's a radical decision that people are trying to make it out that they're now going to put the top four teams as the top four seeds. And people are like, oh, shocking change to the college football playoff. Why did it take us a year to get there? All right. Because in the meeting, it feels like you'd be like this. All right. Hey, top four teams, we should put them as the top four. And they should get a bye.
Actually.
What?
What if we change this up a little
bit? Yeah. What if we put two teams that we don't think are very good at the top, but we need to make the other conferences feel better?
They overthought it.
Yes, they did.
They overthought the whole process of it, and they did not. It's like when you try to get too cute with something.
Yes.
And you're just like, we screwed this all up. Just make it easy.
Yeah, and I think you saw that the way that the system played out, and they're like, oh, no.
Too complex.
We maybe didn't put all of the best teams at the top. I did love the ACC commissioner who said, this decision was done in the best interest of the sport, even though it may not always benefit the ACC.
Okay.
I like that he was like, look, our conference is probably going to get screwed by this, but it's probably still the right thing to do. And the best
road. There's no way around it.
Yeah. See? Too tall knows.
Thank you, too tall.
Best road trip I've ever taken was with Brandon 6 years ago. The only thing that could have made it better is if he would have also been old enough to drive at the time, because that would have made life a lot easier. Because he wanted to fly and do a road trip. So what we did was we flew into Salt Lake. And from there, so obviously we went through Utah, but also throughout the week, we went through Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska. It was probably the most driving I've ever done in my life as well. But we had a blast.
And he didn't drive at all?
No, that is not legal. Great. Although, if you're going to learn to drive, check out Montana, because you can drive for a really long time without seeing anybody. You know how like they'll always show in an apocalypse movie, somebody walks out into what should be a busy street? You could easily think you're in an apocalypse movie in some of those rectangular states. Like North Dakota, South Dakota, you will go miles without seeing another car.
It is kind of wild. Look up in the Northeast. Find a square. All right.
Yeah.
Find a rectangle.
Can't do it.
You look out west and it's just like, they just got lazy.
Well.
They're just like, yeah, let's just draw straight lines and decide that's where
it is. What even is a polygon?
Yeah.
I kind of think that too, because they're like, hey, America is only this big. That's all we get of America. And then eventually they're like, no, you can have all the rest of it. What?
Wow.
Oh, man. Well, that we can make that like 8 states back in the day or 8 colonies. But now let's just draw a big square and nobody's going to live there and it'll be fine. Like, we're definitely not taking the best advantage of our resources with the way we have people distributed in this country. But, you know, that's a separate issue. So there's my sports opinion. There's my best road trip ever.
Alec, would you like to go next?
Oh, we're really shaking it up now.
There we are.
I like this. All right, I'll go next. Sports opinion, gentlemen. I wasn't confident going into the Western Conference Finals. I was not. But it's amazing how the course of maybe about, 12 minutes can change everything. And I was thinking this was going to go the distance. I was thinking it was going to go in 7, or 2-7 rather, but feeling more like 5 now.
Whoa. Oh, man.
I'm feeling a stars in 5 because I tweeted it out during the third period. I think that Pete DeBoer is not getting enough credit for some of the adjustments he's actually calling for in-game, because sometimes it feels too little too late, right? And we would be saying that exact same thing if they didn't come back and win in the third period. If they only scored a couple goals and they end up losing, then we're like, well, you know, good effort, but you did it way too late. In this case, you saw a lot of the things that even like PK Subban in the intermission report was saying, they need to do this, they need to do that. They came out and immediately were putting more pressure on defense. Yeah. They were moving quicker. The power play, they were trying to get more shots off just in a quicker fashion. And Kevin, you said that you want to see, whenever we had Joey Eriksson here, you want to see the Stars just pepper shots on goal early on.
For sure.
I wouldn't be shocked if they do that, because it seems like they got the message about Skinner that, hey, he's going to have a tough time stopping every single one. We got to stop making it easy on him. So I'm starting to feel more confident about this series because of the adjustments made by the coaching staff.
Alec, if the Stars win the series in 5, I don't care if Florida sweeps, which looks like it could happen. I will pick the Stars in the final.
I think I'm right there with you.
I don't know if I want you to do that, though. Bless you, by the way.
I thought I pushed the off button.
Yeah, you didn't. To add on to that, Alec, and I'm glad you said coaching staff at the very end of that, because DeBoer's going to get the credit, right? Yeah. He's going to get the blame. He's going to get the credit.
Yeah.
He has done an amazing job crediting his coaching staff.
Yeah,
and
I agree with that.
I'm so, sure. Like, I love hearing that from a coach whenever they ask him about something. He's like, oh, my gosh, these guys. Like, they're the ones, adjustments that they made, those adjustments were special teams plays or adjustments. Those adjustments were things that his assistant coaches are giving them. He gives the main message. And he's the one that everybody comes to and everything. But those other guys, they're the ones making the quick things, the quick adjustments on the fly in game. A lot of times teams will wait in a series to make an adjustment, maybe game two, maybe game three. They said, "Ooh, screw it. We're doing it in game one."
Yeah.
After two periods, I almost dropped it. But they did.
It happens.
They made the adjustment so quick, and it was the right one. It was the right set of things that they needed to make happen, because they know what this team is. And to be able to watch a game from their level, see we're not doing this, they're doing this. And Joey's right, their creativity, that team is so uniquely different than what they've played so far. It is something that their ability to adjust that quickly, very nice to see. I also didn't ask Marty this yesterday, and I wish I would have. Maybe I'll text him and ask. Is there a single goalie in hockey right now or in these playoffs that plays the puck? Because it seems like the goalies that we have are net goalies, and that's it. And Marty was one of those guys that, he might skate it halfway up the freaking ice.
Yeah, I think that.
And I wonder when that changed, or if that's become a, no, you stay here.
I'm not going to say it never happens, but that has been evolved pretty well out of the game.
I don't think people are going to love my sports opinion.
Oh,
did we get...
Oh, yeah, go ahead. My bad. I'm sorry. I thought it was just sports opinion conversation today. My bad.
I swear. This guy's a payloader.
I don't know what that means.
Better
neither
not.
Neither does anybody else.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't even show up to work today. Look at that. Man, I went to a morning show remote before he did. That's kind of crazy.
Oh, man. All right, that actually is... That's
sick burn.
That's kind of wild. Best road trip, you know, shocker, I'm the most boring person you know. I've never really gone on many road trips, so hit me up, ladies. But I think it would be for the Royal Rumble in San Antonio. That was my first time actually, like, getting in a car for an event and going somewhere that's not, you know, 20-30 minutes from the house.
Yeah.
You know, a full actual multi-hour drive where, me being the hardhead I am, I was like, if I'm driving, we are not stopping. We are going straight down there. Yeah, and because, you know, I'm going with a couple friends, and it's like, oh, we can stop at Bucky's, we can do this. I'm like, no, y'all aren't driving.
Yeah.
I am. And I've already got the joints of like an 80-year-old man, so not
ask
that kind,
gas
Kevin.
Or grass. I got what you're saying.
No, not at all. Not that kind. But, you know, so I'm like, I'm not trying to sit here writhing in pain because I overwork my body in the gym and destroy my lower back for fun. You know, so we're gonna straight shot it down there, and we're gonna get there earlier than anticipated, so we can actually explore the city. You know, and that's exactly what we did. And then the drive back, you know, everybody's just drained after a long weekend. So
yeah.
I'm just like sitting there playing my music.
You drive back right after the show then, or did y'all stay the night? I'm sorry.
Stayed the night. Okay. And then I think next morning, I think like maybe 11 a.m.
Okay.
We got breakfast or whatever. Yeah. Gotcha. And it was awesome. It really was. I really enjoyed San Antonio. I can't speak to anything that Charles Barkley would say. Was down there long enough, and there was a different crowd of people there because of a massive event. But yeah, I actually really enjoyed that, and I wouldn't mind going back to San Antonio.
My in-laws live down there. My buddy lived down there. He's here now, but every time I've been down to San Antonio, I've liked it. I've been like, I don't really know exactly what the problem is with this place, other than they had the Spurs and we hated them.
Corey, would you accept a road trip story if it was to go to a sporting event? So they can give a sports opinion, but it was to go to a sporting event.
Go ahead.
From the 315, greatest road trip, drove from Shreveport to Winnipeg, Manitoba in high school to watch my cousin play in the Grey Cup.
Really? Did you call them the Winter Pigs while you were up there?
How many rouges did they get?
Does anybody know what a rouge is?
That's a CFL thing.
Tell them then, so that they know.
I'm not entirely sure. I think you get a rouge is when you like miss a kick or something.
And then you get an extra point for missing the kick.
Yeah, something I'm not 100% on that, though. From the 716, the Stars will win easily tonight. Ooh, I like that. And best road trip was a baseball road trip out west. Saw 18 games in 21 days.
That's a lot of baseball games.
Man, that is phenomenal.
What'd you do those other 3 days?
Probably drive to the next place, you think?
Can't stop and watch a game somewhere else?
Hey, look, like a pickup game broke out on the side of the street. You're like, hey, let's go there.
Pull in and watch a high school baseball game. I don't know.
Okay, that's not a bad idea. From the 214, Stars eke out a win tonight in overtime. Best road trip, lived in South Carolina, went to Cooper, Texas to get my grandparents, and then to Apple Valley, California to visit my uncle that lived next to Roy Rogers.
What? Roy Rogers?
Yes, in the 1977 Ford wagon.
That's pretty amazing. That is pretty special.
Man, this is like the second time this week we've got a shocking addition added late in the story. First it was Kenny Cooper is like, oh yeah, my West Godfather's Johnny Unitas. And this one, they're like, yeah, we finished up the trip with my grandpa who lives right next to Roy Rogers.
Yeah, what does his house look like, you know?
I will have to follow up and ask. Corey, it's your turn.
Sports opinion. One of your favorite top four Rangers pitchers will be traded by midseason. Oh, no. Listen, as good as this pitching staff is, you can't reward the hitters.
Yeah.
Continued good pitching. You have to at some point get a bat. You don't have the money to do it. What money you're spending on pitchers, you might start looking at it going, I might have to move on from one of these guys. I'm not going to say which one. I don't know which one. I have thoughts. But one of them will be gone by midseason. Unless these bats start to pick up. And quite honestly, even if the bats do pick up and your bullpen still isn't good, then you're probably still going to have to make an adjustment there. I'm not saying that Chris Young needs to go ahead and start making his mind up that, you know what, we're chunking this team off and we're going to start one piece at a time. Just like Johnny Cash once said, one piece at a time, we're going to have to move on from him. But I think that at some point this year, before the trade deadline, one of the four best pitchers on this staff is going to be gone.
Whoa. Ominous prediction from Corey Majors.
I also want to point out, once I started calling them the winter pigs, they lost. So I'm not going to ever call them lose a peg because winter pigs ended up being the winner for me.
Okay.
Best road trip. I will not discount the road trip to South Carolina with the family. That was a fun one. All right. I will not discount that one.
But not the best one.
Not the best one. Me and my buddy Trav, who lived in San Antonio for a while, right after high school, on my birthday, we took off to New Mexico, where my cousin lived. And on the drive out there, we did get pulled over by the police. We have drugs in the car? They didn't catch us, so no.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But we didn't.
What does that mean?
Huh?
What does that even mean?
Marijuana?
There may have been some marijuana in the car.
But you said you were in high school. Or after high school.
There's no age restriction on marijuana, Kevin. As a matter of fact,
Is there? In states where it's legal, surely there is, right?
I mean, it's illegal here, so it didn't matter, right? If it's illegal, it shouldn't have an age restriction on it. Hey, you can't do it no matter what age you are, except if you're over 18. That doesn't matter.
I just typed in age restriction. And I forgot to put on marijuana. And I was like, this isn't helpful at all.
So we got pulled over by the cops in a city that my grandfather told us to watch out for because the cops would be there. We get onto the highway and I say, hey, man, just make sure you keep it at 70 miles per hour. And he said, why? I said, because there are cops in this town. It's Roscoe, Texas.
And did you say, hey, man, because
I
of
did
the
say,
marijuana?
Hey, man. And right as I said that, there were some cops driving. And I said, like those cops right there. And it was my mom's car that it was time for him to drive. And it was my mom's car. Immediately, those cops, I guess, saw me point at them and busted a U-turn real fast and came and pulled us over. I said, why did you pull us over? And they said, we saw you point at us. And I was like, okay. So I learned my lesson. We also, at one point, got lost in a cornfield. We were driving. We took the wrong exit. And we wound up driving to a T intersection. So it was corn as far as we could see forward and to our right and left. At which point I got out of the car and saw a truck driving down the road. And my buddy said, rolled the window down just enough and said, this is how they die in Children of the Corn. And rolled the window up and grabbed number two pencils and just held on to them as tight as he could because he was going to use them as weapons.
He's not wrong about that, all right? When we were on that road trip up in the northern western part of the United States, we drove by, somebody had a flipped over box that said, then they wrote free Wi-Fi with an arrow going up a drive. And I was like, somebody has definitely been murdered at that house.
So I flagged down the two dudes in the truck and they were like, oh yeah, you actually took one exit too soon. Follow us.
Okay.
We're still alive, obviously, so we didn't die.
That's a good point.
Met a couple girls in New Mexico while we were there, which was pretty awesome. Had a wonderful time. And Kevin, while I was there, I got to watch Brandi Chastain take her shirt off after she made the goal that won the 99 Women's Olympic Cup.
Yeah.
Which we also asked
Did you
her
say
later.
Olympic Cup?
World Cup. Which we also asked her many years later in our lives.
It's true.
If she would tell us whether or not she takes part in the No Shirt Nine, and she absolutely did.
Let me see if we still have that.
Yeah, we got to find that audio. It's hilarious. Huh.
From the
DJ has it.
214, the Stars are not better not let me down. Need to see them win in five games or less. And road trip, my wife and my grandson, the one I just married off, and I in 4 days went to the Great American Ballpark, Citi Field, and Camden Yards. I do think it's really cool that we've had multiple of these that are like kind of based around ballparks and going to baseball games and everything like that. I think that's just pretty neat.
Yeah, that friend of mine that I went on that trip with, that's always been a goal of ours to go on that kind of a trip to go watch every game at every stadium. Just, you know, life kind of jumps at you sometimes.
True. From the 682, DeGrom finishes top three in Cy Young voting. All right, so now we know who we're going to trade. Just kidding. Best road trip ever was me and my buddies drove to Las Vegas and stopped at the Grand Canyon at dawn. It was stunning. I could see that.
Dude, I've seen the Grand Canyon flying over.
We've
flown over it multiple times, but I've never gone and stood at the edge of it and looked down. And that's something that I feel like needs to happen.
I'm not sure if they still do that, but I'm pretty sure you could like go on ride on burros like down in the Grand Canyon too.
Joe Burrow?
Not
Jaburo.
No, not
Jabora.
Jaboro or whatever I said. I'm still not entirely sure.
Yeah, you can ride a burro down.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's a thing, and I think I'm allergic to burros also, as well as horses.
Oh, that makes sense.
So I might have to take a different animal.
What
kind of animal do you think I could ride?
Cow people.
Camel.
A moose.
He's a camel.
Do moose let you ride them?
No, they just score goals in the third period. You know what I'm saying?
And wrestle.
Stars. That's right. We've had him in studio. Mm. All right. You guys ready to transition into a little NFL overreaction or reality?
Absolutely.
Okay. NFL overreaction or reality. You get excited about Cowboys OTAs. Now, I'm asking y'all this question, not me, since I feel like I kind of tipped my hand on my opinion about that earlier.
I do get excited to hear some of the interviews that come out of them. I get excited. There was a time where I got, man, oh my gosh, they were so important.
Yeah.
Over time, I do understand training camp has become less important too. Fair. Even though it's more important than that. But I am excited for the team to get together. And I'm excited to hear the Nick Harris's, you know, give the information that they see and start to get this thing rolling. One of the things I remember talking with Dave Raymond a long time ago, and I was like, dude, I really think you do a really good job. And he complimented back. He was like, look, what y'all do with Mike is phenomenal. He said, I don't even know how you work with that guy. No, I'm just joking. But he said, thank you for keeping the stove cooking all winter long.
Yeah.
And that's what, like with football too, I do enjoy the stove getting turned back on during OTA.
Yeah. Organized team activities for the person who asked, what does OTA stand for? Alec?
Optimal terrestrial aliens.
Huh.
I was trying to think of some clever way to joke about how OTAs are pointless.
Oh, you know what I could do? All right, Corey, are you done? OTA stands for over there, Alec. Your turn.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been better like 5 minutes ago.
Fair.
But, you know.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm one of those people where I'm usually like, dang, I should have said this.
Alec? Overreaction or reality, you get excited about Dallas Cowboys OTAs.
Well, OTAs on a t-shirt now. But I don't get excited about them, if we're being totally honest. I don't really get excited about any football activities until training camp. Mm. Because when the team actually like gets on a plane and flies out to Oxnard, that's when it feels like, okay, we're close.
Okay.
To me, right now, it's just like it's just the, you know, the things they have to do. It's procedural. It's just, you know, it's part of the gig, whatever. And we're not seeing anything interesting right now. It's guys with the rehab group that we're kind of keeping an eye on. At least I am. Maybe like how much Micah is there is kind of intriguing, but not really. I don't get excited.
Now, I'm going to go to AJ Brown for this next question. He said about the Cowboys, I ain't going to lie, we're going to have to worry about them. I like the trade. I do like the trade. I like the competition. You know, I like George Pickens. I like CeeDee Lamb. And they collab. So if we know how they're coming, we're going to have to step it up. Overreaction or reality, A.J. Brown is right, and the Eagles need to worry about the Cowboys.
I think reality from his perspective.
Okay.
Overreaction from anybody else's. If you are the best, you better act that way. What's the line, Kevin, you have on your Twitter? The
success is not owned. It's just rented, and the rent is due every day.
And then Mark Cuban also had the line of, and this is, I mean, everybody's had this line, somebody's out to take your job. Somebody's out to come get you.
Yeah.
And if you have that mentality all the time, it's going to take the actual diminishment of your skills to lose, because the mentality is going to keep you working harder. So as it was Michael Jordan, they came to Dallas and he was like, listen, man, these Mavericks are better than my team thinks. And we're probably going to lose if we don't shape up. And they got here and it was like, it was one of those, like, I told y'all they were better than y'all thought. Now, I think they still won that game, but he was like, I told y'all they were better than we all thought, just because he knew his team was going to take them lightly. Yeah. And that's the thing with this is if you go into a season and you're just like, we're the champs, then you're not doing all the other things. Yeah. So, yes, I think that's a reality for him.
It's a reality, but not like that they have to take him as a serious threat to the throne or anything, but they have to take him seriously because you got to play him twice, you know, and if you do want to try to make a run at another Super Bowl championship, what do you got to do? You got to be good in your own division. And you could easily just mail it in against the Cowboys both games and say, they're a new head coach and they're probably a little bit less talented than they were last year. And if you split those games, it could have seeding implications in the postseason if the Cowboys end up being decent this year. So I think they need to take them seriously, but don't take them exactly as a threat to the throne.
Now, this is based off of an article that we kind of talked about earlier in the week. Overreaction or reality, Trevor Lawrence has more to prove this season than Dak Prescott. So Trevor Lawrence was number one on this list of quarterbacks with the most to prove. And so do you think that Trevor Lawrence has more to prove this season than Dak?
I do. Like Dak, we kind of have an idea what Dak is.
Sure.
Trevor Lawrence is still an unknown that was the number one overall pick. Dak is over, like he's over given. He's been better than anybody could have expected from the draft pick he was. And to be where he is, like you kind of have an idea. You feel like you haven't even scratched the surface with Trevor Lawrence considering what he was expected to be.
Yeah, that's fair.
And so I think every year from here on is kind of one of those, dude, you still have to prove it to keep your job years.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe we gave you a good enough team this year. But, yeah, I definitely think that he's still in that phase where he still has more to prove, and more playoff wins that's going to be something he's going to need.
It's a reality because one of these quarterbacks was a fourth round compensatory pick. The other was the first overall pick and supposed to be the second coming of football Jesus. Like, it's as simple as that to me because of all the hype that Trevor Lawrence deservedly got. I'm not saying that it was wrong. It was all deserved in the moment, but it goes hand in hand with Corey's point of we know what Dak is and what he's capable of at this point in his career. Trevor Lawrence is a former number one overall pick and highly touted recruit and all of that. I still don't know what he is to this point. Just like I said earlier this week, Nick Sirianni just won a Super Bowl. I don't know if he's a good coach. I have no idea. You know, like it's so weird how in pro sports you can have these accolades and you can have these superlatives attached to your name and you can still have no idea what the person is.
You know what? I'm going to hold on to that Sirianni question for the moment because I wrote one of those just for you. This might be my spiciest question of the day. Overreaction or reality? Another mediocre regular season and no Super Bowl win means Mahomes is no longer the automatic number one QB.
So he would have a passing season like he had this year.
Yeah.
Because this year he was human.
Yeah, agree. That's a good way to put it. That's a really good way.
Human for the first time. Not pedestrian, but human. And then another Super Bowl win. How far into the playoffs? Does he get to the Super Bowl again?
Divisional round.
If he gets to the Super Bowl again, and let's say he loses to Matt Stafford, then, I mean, that's kind of one of those like, well, yeah, he's the reason they got there. So, what round did you say?
Divisional.
Yeah, I think that would be all right, now let's take a look at everything else. Especially if you're halfway through the season this year and fantasy footballers aren't getting their numbers out of Patrick Mahomes, they're going to be furious, so they're already going to take those shots at him.
Because it feels like no matter what happens, like even in the MVP voting this year, everyone's like, hey, that's great, Patrick Mahomes is still the best.
It's still Patrick. Yeah, you absolutely feel. And when you watch him play, you're like, he's the reason they win in late games too.
Yeah.
You know, when those games, it's real wild. You trust him with 2 minutes left.
It should be a reality, but is it really going to be? No, because exactly what you guys just said, no matter what happens, as long as he doesn't have an absolute stinker statistically season, then he's going to get the benefit of the doubt every time. It's going to be but the O-line, but the receiving corps, but the defense. It's always going to be something other than him as long as he looks like Patrick Mahomes. If it looks like a Mahomes, if it plays like a Mahomes, it is a Mahomes. That's what it's going to be at the end of the day.
See, the one scenario I could see that would circumvent that is it's either Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson that beats him to get to the Super Bowl.
That's fair.
Or, and this is a longer shot, it's Jaden Daniels that beats him in the Super Bowl. Like that would, I think that would be a longer shot, but that would be really impressive. Be like, holy cow, that kid is amazing. But I think it needs to be Allen or Jackson that knocks him out of the playoffs. And if they don't win.
Or Burrow. Burrow?
Yeah, that's a good point. Or Burrow. And then they need to win. So they have to win the Super Bowl. Because I think even if you knock them out and they lost in the Super Bowl, people would be like, that's great. Come back to me when you win a Super
Bowl. Right, yeah, probably so.
With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
He's my best friend.
Oh, thanks.
But should I watch the game with him tonight? Next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.